Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding How to Share Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Let's continue the topic of Abraham. Let's start with the difficult test of Abraham's faith. We read in Genesis 22, verses 1 and 2, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. On a mountain, I will show you." Abraham must have thought deeply about God's shocking and apparently immoral command. For God had promised Abraham that through his son Isaac, he would have many descendants, right? And his descendants were to be as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. We know that from Genesis 15, verse 5. Earlier in Genesis 21, verses 12 to 13, God told Abraham to send Ishmael away. And now he asked him to sacrifice Isaac. Can you imagine how Abraham must have felt? Naturally, Abraham would want to cling to Isaac, because Isaac was now the only remaining son that he had. Abraham trusted God. Abraham no doubt wondered, "How can I have the descendants promised to me if I sacrifice my son Isaac as God has commanded?" Abraham believed in God's promises. Abraham believed in God's faithfulness and his righteousness. He concluded that the only way Isaac could beget offspring after being sacrificed would be if God were to raise him from the dead. Abraham reasoned that since God gave him a son when it was naturally impossible to have one, then God could also raise that son back to life from the dead. Wow, I love Abraham's faith, don't you? Abraham passed the test. The Bible makes it clear that Abraham passed this great test of faith. How? By deciding to sacrifice Isaac. In obedience, he prepared his promised son, Isaac, to be sacrificed. We know that from Hebrews 11, verses 17 to 19. And I am reading from the Bible, "By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, 'It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned,' Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead. And so, in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death." I love it. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about sharing Jesus effectively with Muslims using the topic of Abraham. in the Quran and in the Bible. The Quran shows harmony with Abraham's reasoning. In Surah 2, verse 260, we read, "Behold, Abraham said, My Lord, show me how thou givest life to the dead." Wow. Interesting to find a verse like that in the Quran. Abraham's profound faith is very clear. Abraham's decision to obey God and sacrifice his son was not simply mindless or blind, uncomprehending submission to the will of God. We need to share that with our Muslim friends. Abraham believed that God would always be faithful to his word. He realized that the promise of descendants and blessings would be fulfilled in spite of the sacrifice of his son. I love it. Abraham believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead. For that reason, Abraham knew that sacrificing his son, Isaac, was not in any way the same as idolatrous sacrificing their children to their gods. Abraham discovered the harmony between God's shocking and apparently immoral command and God's goodness. Abraham trusted in the holy character of God. And so should we. The gospel preached to and through Abraham. So we are laying foundation. We are helping our Muslim friend to see the prominence of Abraham in both the Quran and the Bible. The Quran states that God told Abraham, "I will make thee an imam to the nations." A Pekthal translation of the same surah, Surah 2, verse 124, "I have appointed thee a leader for mankind," as recorded in Genesis 22:18, God promised Abraham, "Through your offspring, seed, all nations, families on earth will be blessed." So we see now Abraham's prominence. Now, God's covenant with Abraham, God told Abraham, "As for me, this is my covenant with you, you will be the father of many nations." Genesis 17:4. Abraham considered why he was made a blessing for mankind and the father of multitude of nations. So Abraham saw his chosen and high status as a reflection of God's great glory in heaven. Abraham realized that he resembled the Heavenly Father as a human prototype of God Himself. He surely also viewed Isaac's miraculous birth, expected sacrifice, and resurrection from the dead, and his innumerable descendants promised as types of a greater reality yet to come. We will continue this important topic next program, which is the gospel preached to and through Abraham. Very important information to share with our Muslim friends. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for everything you gave us. We thank you, God, for the information you gave us. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to be used by you. God, we surrender our lives to you, me and my audience. We surrender our fellowship, your church, and we ask you, God, to equip us to use us to help a multitude of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My Muslim friend, I want to invite you right now to repent of your sins and to pray this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. God, I don't want to live far from you any longer. God, you love me passionately. God, you have my best interest in your heart and in your mind. God, you have the best plans for my life. God, today I come to you and I declare my faith that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong I did. God, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he rose from the dead. God, I believe that Jesus is my only Savior. God, accept me, forgive me because of what Jesus has done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you a free book and to congratulate you, rejoice with you. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. My brothers, sisters, if I can be of any further help to you, contact me. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.